Doug. Sorry I missed your call. Please leave a name and number, and I'll get back to you.
It's now or never. Let's stop the hate.
Hi, you've reached Dr. Stuart Price with Divine Dentistry. Please leave a message after.
Stop throwing signs. Don't be a victim.
Hey, this is Phil. Leave me a message. Or don't. Do me a favor. Don't text me. It's gay.
Anything? I've tried them all. It keeps going straight to voicemail.
Well, there has to be an explanation.
Sweetie, it's Vegas. You lose track of time in those casinos. There's no windows. There's no clocks. He's probably on a heater. And you never walk away from the table when you're on a heater.
You do if you're getting married.
Hello?
Tracy, it's Phil.
Phil. Where the hell are you guys? I'm freaking out.
Yeah, listen. We fucked up.
What are you talking about?
The bachelor party, the whole night. Things got out of control and, we lost Doug.
What?
We can't find Doug.
What are you saying, Phil? We're getting married in 5 hours.
Yeah. That's not gonna happen.
Man, look, wind been blowing on my back. I was born to bring trouble wherever I'm at. Heard a number 13 tattooed on my neck. That ink starts to itch, black bone turns to red. I was born in the soul of misery.
Pervert!
It's okay, Alan. He's just doing your end scene.
It's getting very close to my shaft.
All done. You can change now.
All right. Thanks, Floyd. Thank you very much. All right, buddy. We should get a move on.
You know, Doug, I was thinking, you know, if you want to go to Vegas without me, that is totally cool, you know.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, Phil and Stu, they're your buddies, and it's your bachelor party, and...
Come on, Alan. Those two love you.
You know, so I sort of want you to feel like you have to hold back because your wife's brother's there. You know,
it's not like that. It's not like that. I already told you, Alan. Okay? We're just spending the night in Vegas. It's no big deal. Besides, you're not just my wife's brother. You're my brother now.
I want you to know, Doug, I'm a steel trap. Whatever happens tonight, I will never, ever, ever speak a word of it.
Okay. I got it. Thank you. I don't think that...
Seriously, I don't care what happens. I don't care if we kill someone.
What?
You heard me. It's Sin City. I won't tell a soul.
Okay. I got it. Thank you.
No, thank you. I love you so much.
No, Sid. Really?
Come on. We're family now.
Are you sure? I mean, you love this car.
Doug, it's just a car. Just make sure when you get there to put some Armor All on the tires so the sand doesn't seep in.
Absolutely. That's easy.
Oh, and don't let Alan drive because there's something wrong with him.
Understood.
Oh, and Phil either. I don't like him.
I will be the only one driving this car. I promise.
Good. Remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Ah!
Except for herpes. That shit'll come back with you.
All right. Well, hold on. I still need some of your permission slips and $90 for the field trip to the Griffith Observatory next weekend. Well, pay now or forever regret missing out on the experience of a lifetime, guys. You're good. You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks. Thanks, Bob. It's way to go.
You have to park so close?
Yeah, what's wrong?
You shouldn't be here.
Why is that, Alan?
I'm not supposed to be within 200 feet of a school.
What?
Or Chuck E. Cheese.
Hey, Mr. Winnick.
It's the weekend, bud, Nick. I don't know you. You do not exist. Shit. Nice car.
Yeah.
I'm driving.
Oh, no chance, but don't step. God. Watch the left.
Just shut up and drive before one of these nerds asks me another question.
Hannibal.
Who's this?
It's Alan. Tracy's brother.
I met you like 4 times.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, man?
Don't forget your Rogaine.
Rogaine. Check.
And don't forget to use it. I can totally tell when you forget your hair just looks thinner.
Using of the Rogaine. Check.
And make sure to call me right when you get to the hotel. Not like that conference in Phoenix. I had to wait 2 hours for you to call me.
Yeah, I was the keynote speaker. I was late to the podium.
Still?
Yeah, you're totally right. I'm sorry. What is the matter?
I don't know. I just hope you're not going to go to some strip club when you're up there.
Melissa, we're going to Napa Valley. I don't even think they have strip clubs in wine country.
Well, I'm sure if there is one, Phil will sniff it out.
It's not going to be like that. Besides, you know how I feel about that sort of thing.
I know. It's just boys and their bachelor parties. It's gross.
You're right. It is gross.
Not to mention, it's pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
Those places are filthy.
Yeah.
And the worst part is, that little girl grinding and dry humping the fucking stage up there, that's somebody's daughter up there.
I was just going to say that.
See? I just wish your friends were as mature as you.
They are mature, actually. You just have to get to know them better.
Paging Dr. Faggot! Dr. Faggot!
I should go.
That's a good idea, Dr. Faggot.
Have a good weekend. I'm gonna miss you. Mwah.
Absolutely not. I promise Sid, I will be the only one driving this car. Besides, you're drinking.
Oh, what are you, a cop now? Come on, you know I drive great when I'm drunk.
That's true. Don't forget, Phil was always our designated drunk driver.
You want to explain it to them, Alan?
Guys, my dad loves this car more than he loves me, so yeah.
Oh, whatever. Look, I left my wife and kid at home so I could go with you guys to Vegas. You know how difficult that was?
It's really sweet, Phil.
Yeah.
Dude, I was being sarcastic. I fucking hate my life. I may never go back. I might just stay in Vegas.
Here we go.
You know what, Doug? You should enjoy yourself because come Sunday, you're gonna start dying. Just a little bit. Every day.
Yeah.
All right.
That's why I managed to stay single this whole time, you know?
Oh, really? That's why you're single?
Yeah.
Cool. Good to know.
Am I all right over there, Alan?
Yeah, you're good.
All right.
That was insane. We almost just died.
You
could
have seen your face.
Classic.
That's
funny.
Not funny.
Take it off. Take it off, baby.
Wow.
Boy, you've got a sweet ride there.
Don't touch it. Don't even look at it. Go on, get out. You heard me. Don't look at me either.
Yeah. You better walk on.
He's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, he means well.
I'll hit an old man in public.
Is he all there? Like, mentally?
I think so. He's just an odd guy. You know, it's kind of weird.
I mean, should we be worried?
No.
Right.
No. Tracy did mention that we shouldn't let him gamble or drink too much.
Jesus, he's like a gremlin. There's some instructions and shit.
And one water.
I'll go with Melissa?
Oh, yeah. Told her we're 2 hours outside of wine country, and she bought it.
Don't you think it's strange that you've been in a relationship for 3 years and you still have to lie about going to Vegas?
Yeah, I do. But trust me, it's not worth the fight.
Oh, so you can't go to Vegas, but she can fuck a bellhop on a Carnival cruise line.
Hey. Okay, first of all, he was a bartender. And she was wasted. And if you must know, he didn't even come inside her.
And you believe that?
Yeah, I do believe that because she's grossed out by semen.
That'll be $32.50.
It's $32.50. You gotta pay for it.
It says here we should work in teams. Who wants to be my spotter?
I don't think you should be doing too much gambling tonight, Alan.
Gambling? Who's anything about gambling? It's not gambling when you know you're going to win. Counting cards is a foolproof system.
It's also illegal.
It's not illegal. It's frowned upon, like masturbating on an airplane.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal, too.
Yeah, maybe after 9/11, where everybody gets so sensitive. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
Either way, you gotta be super smart to count cards, buddy, okay?
Oh, really?
It's not easy.
Okay, well, maybe we should tell that to Rain Man, because he practically bankrupted a casino, and he was a retard.
What?
He was a retard.
Wait till I get my money
right. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I smit that on a necklace. I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Till I get my money right.
I don't
live
with
late. Hi, welcome to Caesars.
Hi.
Hello.
Checking in?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a reservation under Dr. Price.
Okay, let me look that up for you.
Dr. Price? Stu, you're a dentist. Hey, don't try and get fancy.
It's not fancy if it's true.
He's a dentist. Don't get too excited. And if someone has a heart attack, you should still call 911.
We'll be sure to do that.
Can I ask you a question? Do you know if the hotel's pager-friendly?
What do you mean?
I'm not getting a sig on my beeper.
I'm not sure.
Is there a payphone bank? A bunch of payphones? Business?
There's a phone in your room.
That'll work.
So I have you in a two-bedroom suite on the 12th floor. Is that okay?
Sounds perfect.
Actually, I was wondering if you had any villas available.
Phil, we're not even going to be in the room.
It's unnecessary.
It's no big deal. We can share beds one night.
If we share beds, I'm bunking with Phil. You good with that?
No, I'm not good with that. Guys, you're not sharing beds. What are we, 12 years old? Lisa, I apologize. How much is the villa?
Well, we have one villa available, and it's $4,200 for the night.
Is it awesome?
It's pretty awesome.
We'll take it. Give her a credit card.
I can't give her my credit card.
We'll split it.
Are you crazy? No, this is on us.
You don't get it. Melissa checks my statements.
Well, we just need a credit card on file. We won't charge you anything until you check out, so you can figure it out then.
Perfect. That's perfect. Thank you, Lisa. And we'll deal with it tomorrow. Come on.
I'm...
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
You probably get this a lot. This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
What do you mean?
Did Caesar live here?
No.
I didn't think so.
What you need to do is be thankful for the life you got, you know.
Holy shit!
Now this is Vegas!
Oh my. This place is enormous.
Now we're talking.
It's all one suite? Thank you, guys. Or should I say, thank you, Stu?
You're welcome. It's only because I love you.
Okay, ladies, pick a room, get dressed. Let's be ready in 30 minutes.
I just wish you could see this place because you, of all people, would love it. Yeah. No, it's so quaint.
Yeah, no, there's no TVs, no phones. They just have these cute little antique radios in all the rooms.
Yeah.
What else? We met the proprietor.
Oh, I bet you.
What's his name? Cesar Palace. Yeah, like the salad. Okay, well, listen, I gotta go, because we're gonna hit this wine tasting. Okay, wait. I love you. Okay, bye.
I'm not even gonna say anything. It's so embarrassing.
Where's Alan?
He went downstairs. He said he had to grab a few things.
Good, because I have something to show you.
Uh-oh.
What the hell is that?
What do you think it is?
Oh, wow.
Well, if it's what I think it is, I think it's a big fucking mistake.
I'm going to propose to Melissa at your wedding, after the ceremony.
Stewie, congratulations.
Thank you, Doug.
That's a beautiful ring.
Yeah, it's my grandmother. She made it all the way through the Holocaust with that thing. It's legit.
I don't get it. Wait, have you not listened to anything I've ever said?
Phil, we've been dating for 3 years. It's time. This is how it works.
A, that is bullshit. And B, she is a complete bitch.
Hey, that's his fiancée.
It's true. You know it's true. She beats him.
That was twice, and I was out of line. She's strong-willed, and I respect that.
Wow. He's in denial. Not to mention, she fucked a sailor.
Hey, he wasn't a sailor. He was a bartender on a cruise ship. You know that.
Guys, I'm standing right here so I can hear everything that you're saying.
Hey, guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
What?
Do what?
Let the dogs out. You know, like, who let the dogs out? Who?
Who brought this guy along?
Yes, Alan, we are ready to let the dogs out. Hey, congrats.
Thank you.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? You're not really wearing that, are you?
Wearing what?
The man purse. You actually gonna wear that? You guys just fucking with me.
It's where I keep all my things. I get a lot of compliments on this. Plus, it's not a man purse. It's called a satchel. Indiana Jones wears one.
So does Joy Behar.
We're going up, guys.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Really?
We're going up?
I'm just saying, it's clearly marked, okay? We are definitely not supposed to be up here.
Oh, come on, Stu. We're paying for a villa. I mean, we can do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, but...
Just wedge the door open. Guys, come on up here.
Fine. How the hell did you find this place?
Don't worry about it.
Oh. You all right?
Yeah.
Look at the view up here.
You happy?
This is great.
Whoa! Are you kidding?
Alan, how we doing, buddy?
Good.
What do you got over there, Alan?
That's the Eiffel Tower.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Little Jägermeister. Good idea.
Good call.
On the roof.
No, this is good. I'd like to make a toast. To Doug and Tracy, may tonight be but a minor speed bump in an otherwise very long and healthy marriage. Cheers.
Cheers. Shin.
Short and sweet.
Oh, it's like college.
Yeah. All right, I want to talk about something.
All right.
I'd like to say something that I've prepared tonight.
All right, Alan.
Hello. How about that ride in? I guess that's why they call it Sin City. You guys might not know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack. But when my sister brought Doug home, I knew he was one of my own. And my wolf pack, it grew by one. So were there two of us, if there were two of us in the wolf pack, I was alone first in the pack, and then Doug joined in later. And 6 months ago, when Doug introduced me to you guys, I thought, wait a second, could it be? And now I know for sure. I just added two more guys to my wolf pack.
All right.
Four of us wolves running around the desert together in Las Vegas looking for strippers and cocaine. So tonight, I make a toast.
Whoa. What? What do you got there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 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 fuck God.
Yeah. How are you doing?
What is that?
Blood Brothers.
God. Don't.
Damn it!
Why did you...
Here.
Alan.
No!
No,
I'm not doing that!
Go ahead, Stuart.
Make him stop.
Alan, we're not going to cut ourselves. Give me the knife. Slowly. Thank you.
Oh,
okay. Thank you very
much.
You
all right? Are you okay? Do you need a doctor?
Mm-mm. He's fine. He's good.
You sure?
I'm good.
Perfect. Alan, come here, buddy.
Get in here, crazy.
All right. Do a night the four of us will never forget.
Take that and rewind it back. Lil John got the beat to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Usher got the voice to make your booty go.
Control yourself. God damn, will you put on some pants?
Phil, do not go in the bathroom.
Al, just calm down. It's me.
Phil, there is a tiger in the bathroom.
What's going on?
There's a jungle cat in the bathroom.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Go away. Be careful. Don't.
Oh.
Hey.
Holy
hey.
Fuck. He's not kidding. There's a tiger in there.
No, there isn't.
Yeah. It's bitch. Gigantic.
You okay, buddy?
No, I am in so much pain right now.
God damn. Look at this place.
I know. Phil, they have my credit card downstairs. I'm so screwed.
I mean, how does a tiger get in the bathroom? He almost killed me.
Hey, bro, you mind putting on some pants? I find a little weird. I have to ask twice.
Pants at a time like this, I don't have any.
What the fuck happened last night?
Hey, Phil, am I missing a tooth?
I can't. Oh. Oh, my God. My lateral incisors, it's gone.
It's okay. We just need to just calm down. We're fine. Everything's fine. Alan, Go wake up Doug. Let's just get some coffee in us and get the fuck out of Nevada before housekeeping shows.
What am I going to tell Melissa? I lost a tooth. I have no idea how it happened.
You're freaking me out, man. I got a massive headache, okay? Let's just calm down.
How much does it calm down? Look around you.
Hey, guys. He's not in there.
Did you check all the rooms?
Yeah, I looked everywhere. Plus, his mattress is gone. It's...
Oh, whatever. Look, he probably went to the pool to get something to eat. Let's call his cell.
I look like a nerdy hillbilly.
Hello?
Alan.
Hey.
It's Phil.
Oh, hey, Phil. This is Doug's phone. This is Doug's phone.
No shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Whose fucking baby is that?
Alan, are you sure you didn't see anyone else in the suite?
Yeah, I checked all the rooms. No one's here. Check its collar or something.
Shh. It's okay, baby.
Oh, Stu, we don't have time for this. Look, let's go hook up with Doug. We'll deal with the baby later.
Phil, we're not going to leave a baby in the room. There's a fucking tiger in the bathroom.
It's not our baby.
Yeah, I got to side with Stu on this one.
All right, fine. Okay, we'll take it with us. Can you at least just find some pants?
Why can't we remember a goddamn thing from last night?
Because we obviously had a great fucking time.
Why don't you just stop worrying for 1 minute?
Be proud of yourself.
Oh, how cute. What's his name?
Ben.
Carlos.
Carlos?
When you're too fucked up, and what's your girlfriend say when I smack that butt?
I need an intervention. Cook a cold, dope, weed, and then prescription.
Hey, Phil, look.
I'm feeling kind of drowsy. Don't do drugs without me.
He's jacking his little weenus.
Pull yourself together, man.
Out of the table, Carlos.
I looked everywhere. Gym, casino, front desk, nobody's seen Doug. He's not here.
He's fine. He's a grown man. Seriously? Stu, you gotta calm down. Here, have some juice.
Okay, I'm just right now.
Okay, all right, let's just track this thing. All right, what's the last thing we remember doing last night?
Well, the first thing was we were on the roof, and we were having those shots of Jaeger.
And then we had dinner at the Palm, right?
That's right. And then we played craps at the Hard Rock, and I think Doug was there.
That sounds right. No. He definitely was.
Yeah, you know what, guys? I don't even remember going to dinner.
I know. What the fuck? I don't think I've ever been this hungover.
After the Hard Rock, I blacked out. It was like emptiness.
Okay. We have up until 10 p.m., so that gives us a 12-hour window where we could have lost him.
What is this?
Oh, my God. That is my tooth. Why do you have that? What else is in your pockets?
Oh, this is a good thing. No. Check your pockets. Check your pockets. You have anything?
I have an ATM receipt from the Bellagio. $11.05 for $800. I am so fucked.
I have a valet ticket from Caesars. Looks like we got in at 5:15 a.m.
Oh, shit. We drove last night?
Driving drunk. Classic. What's on your arm?
What the fuck?
Jesus. Phil, you were in the hospital last night.
I guess so, yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, Alan, I'm fine.
What the hell is going on?
Well, Stu, this is a good thing. We have a lead now.
Hey, Stu, watch this. You ever seen a baby do that?
Dude, Alan, not cool.
So, are you sure you're qualified to be taking care of that baby?
What are you talking about? I found a baby before.
You found a baby before?
Yeah.
Where?
Coffee Bean.
Wait. What?
Hey, Phil. Look, I don't think Doug would want us to take the Mercedes.
Relax, we'll be careful.
See, my dad is crazy about that car, and he left Doug in charge.
Alan, we got bigger problems here. Doug could be in the hospital. He could be hurt, okay? Let's worry about the car later.
Guys, check it out.
Is that the mattress from Doug's room?
What the fuck?
Hey, babe, what's going on here?
Some asshole threw his bed out the window last night.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Some guys just can't handle Vegas.
God. Gonna be okay, Stu.
How the hell did we manage it?
Here's your car, officers.
Oh, God. All right, everybody act cool. Like, don't say a word. Come on, let's just get it and go. Come on. Hey, you got a pot?
No.
I'll get you on the way back.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You just nailed the baby.
Are my glasses okay?
Your glasses are fine, Dick.
This is so illegal.
Can't you see the fun part in anything?
Yeah, we're stuck in traffic in a stolen police car with what is sure to be a missing child in the back seat. Which part of this is fun?
I think the cop car part's pretty cool.
Thank you, Alan. It is cool. Doug would love it. Come on! Check this out.
Oh, no. No, Phil, Phil, Phil.
Don't do this! Take it easy.
She's trying to call more attention to us.
Attention.
Sorry.
Attention, please. Please move out of the way. I repeat. Please disperse.
Oh, stop the car. I want to get out. Stop the car. I want to get out. Stop. Stop the car. I want to get out. Pull over.
Ma'am, in the leopard dress? You have an amazing rack.
Get off the sidewalk! Get off the sidewalk!
You should have been a fucking cop.
Stop!
Look, I already told you. He came in here with a mild concussion, some bruised ribs, no big deal. Although none of you could articulate how it happened.
Do you remember how many of us were here?
I don't know. I think it was just you guys. Definitely no baby. And one other guy.
That's our guy. Was he okay?
Yeah, he was fine. Just whacked out of his mind. You all were. All right, come forward. And turn. All right.
Go.
And cough. 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 Give me one more. All right.
Attaboy.
Okay, Felix, you can put your robe on. And the nurse will be in here in a minute. I'll see you after the weekend.
Thank you, doctor.
Guys, I really gotta go. I'm sorry, I have surgery up on the fourth floor.
No, I know, but we just need a couple more minutes of your time.
Yeah, tuck it right in there. I don't want to re-sterilize. Walk with me. Okay, here we go. Patient named Phil Lennox, 2:45 a.m. arrival. Minor concussion, like I said, some bruising, pretty standard.
Do you mind if I take a look? I'm actually a doctor.
Yeah, you said that several times last night, but really, you're just a dentist. Okay, this is interesting. Your blood work came in this morning.
Wow.
They found a large amount of Rufalin in your system. Rufalin? Rufies? Commonly known as the date rape drug.
What? What did you say? I was raped last night?
Actually. I don't think so. But someone did slip you the drug. I'm not surprised you don't remember anything.
Doc, none of us could remember anything from last night. Remember?
Yeah, how could someone have drugged all of us?
Look, I wouldn't worry about it, guys. By now, this stuff's out of your system. You're going to be fine. I have to go.
Wait. Please, doctor. Is there anything else, like something we may have been talking about or someplace we were going?
Actually, there was something. You guys kept talking about some wedding last night.
Yeah, no shit. Our buddy Doug's getting married tomorrow.
You know what? I want the 100 back.
No. Easy. You kept talking about some wedding that you just came from at the Best Little Chapel. You guys kept saying how sick the wedding was and getting all crazy about it. Okay? I hope this helps, fellas. I really have to leave.
But do you know what Best Little Chapel? You know where that is?
I do. It's at the corner of Get a Map and Fuck Off. I'm a doctor, not a tour guide. Figure it out yourself, okay? You're big boys.
About the baby.
Just leave him in the car. We're only gonna be 5 minutes.
Well, we're not leaving a baby in the car.
He'll be fine. I cracked the window.
What if they don't remember us?
Well, let's just find out. Excuse me, sir. Hi.
Oh. Look at these guys. What happened? You miss me. You miss Eddie. You want more from me?
What?
How are you, my friend? Look at this guy. You fucking crazy. What's going on, man? Listen to me. I'm going to tell you something. I know some sick people in my life. This guy is the craziest, wildest bastard I ever met in my life.
Oh, this guy?
This guy is out of his mind. What's going on, you fucking crazy motherfucker? Thought he was going to eat my dick. What happened? No love for Eddie. You don't hug me. Huh?
No, it's not that. Eddie, it's just that we're having a hard time remembering what happened here last night.
Yeah, was there a wedding here? Do you do weddings here?
You're cracking my balls, man.
Eddie, okay, obviously we were here last night. And we're looking for our friend Doug. Do you remember him?
Yeah, the small guy, like a monkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You saw him.
Of course.
Is there anything you can tell us about what may have happened last night?
You don't remember nothing.
Congratulations, Stu. You got married.
This can't be happening. Oh, God.
I'll tell you one thing. You look seriously happy here, man.
Oh. That's it. My life is over.
Stu, it's okay. Look, shit happens. Come on. Alyssa's not going to know anything about this.
This never happened. I'll take care of it.
Come on, shit. Oh,
hey, what's all that?
The high roller packets. It's what you guys ordered. I have coffee mugs.
What?
You have baseball caps, huh? And fancy calendars, all with pictures of Stu and Jade.
And Jade?
Yeah, she's beautiful, man. Clean, very tight, tits like that. Right. But that's because she had a baby.
That explains the baby.
Oh, Carlos.
Great, all right. Eddie, here's the deal. We made a major mistake last night. We need to get this marriage annulled immediately. You doing almonds?
Of course I do annulments. It breaks my heart. I'm going to make me very sad, but, you know, it's no problem. I'm going to make a very good price for you. I can't do it with just him, though. I need the chick. I need both parties.
Well, not a problem. That's great. Isn't that great, Stu? Come on, buddy. And she probably knows where Doug is.
Awesome.
All right. Okay, we need her address. She must have filled out some paperwork, right?
Of course. Hey, excuse me. What is the matter with you? Go and get the paperwork, man. I spent my life waiting for you. Alas, come on. And get the baklava, please.
Hey, but what about my dad's car?
I'm sure Doug has it. We'll get it back.
Then I vote we torch the cop car and all this shit with it.
Torch it? Who are you?
I don't know, Phil. Apparently, I'm a guy who marries complete strangers. This whole situation is completely fucked. These mugs, this hat,
hey!
This car, it's all evidence of a night that never happened. That is why we're torching all of it.
Whoa. I'm a school teacher. I got a family. Okay, I'm all for secrecy, but I'm not going to torch a fucking cop car.
Fine, I'll do it.
Can I help?
Yeah, thanks.
Shit, is it Doug?
I don't have a...
It's Doug.
It's Melissa.
Don't answer it.
I have to. She's called twice already.
Can I ride shotgun?
Don't touch me. Hey, sweetheart, how are you?
There you are. It's the third time I'm trying you.
I know. The reception up here is crazy. I think it's all the sequoia trees block the signal.
Ugh, I hate that. So how was it last night?
It was really fun, actually. It's kind of quiet, but it was a good time.
That sounds nice.
I'm learning all kinds of Eno factoids.
It's so cool if I could breastfeed, you know?
Well, listen, we're about to go for a tractor ride, so I should probably get going.
A tractor ride?
So pretty.
Oh, let's go. Out of the car.
What was that?
They just started up the tractor.
I think it backfired.
Where the hell is he?
Hey, easy. I think we're looking for the same guy, okay? Hey, what the hell, man?
What the fuck, Stu? Is that a baby?
Why would there be a baby? We're at a winery. That's a goat.
Where is he?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Dude,
sir, can you please start the tractor so we can get out of here?
I'm trying to, but we're fucking blocked.
Oh, my God. What the hell is happening?
Hey, there's a baby on board.
Someone just said baby.
Get out of the car.
It's a baby goat.
Calm down.
It's a baby goat. Why are you making trouble for my business, man? Go away from here now.
Get out of the fucking car.
Phil, he's got a gun.
No shit, he's got a gun.
I gotta call you back.
Come on.
Bye.
Shit!
It's not Eddie!
Fuck this shit!
Go! Okay!
Oh, that was so sick, shit.
Who are those guys?
We're gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay, all right? What the fuck is going on?
I have no idea. Why don't you just let that one go to voicemail?
That's a fake laugh, by the way.
It's got Ted Danson and Magnum P.I. and that Jewish actor.
Shut up, Alan. What room was it again?
It's 825.
No, I did. I already checked with her. I found him. I'll call you back. Thank God. He's with his father. I was freaking out. I miss you, sweetie. Oh, and I miss you.
No.
What the hell happened to you guys?
Actually, we were hoping you could tell us.
What do you mean? I got up this morning, I went to get you guys all coffee, and I came back, and you were gone. Why are you being so quiet?
I'm not being quiet.
So cute. Here, I gotta feed Tyler. Come inside, you guys.
Did you hear that? Baby's name is Tyler.
Yeah, I thought he looked more like a Carlos Tupac.
Okay, what's up? You guys are acting weird.
Look, it's Jade, right?
Very funny, Phil.
Right, Jade. you remember our friend Doug?
Are you kidding? He was the best man at our wedding.
Exactly. Well, we can't find him and we're getting a little worried.
Oh, my God. That is so Doug. I'm going to go clean him off. Sorry, Daddy didn't mean it.
Oh, my God. What the fuck, man? You gotta hold it together.
Holy shit.
She is super hot. You should be proud of yourself.
She is wearing my grandmother's ring.
What?
The ring I'm gonna give to Melissa. You remember my grandmother's Holocaust ring?
Fuck.
She's wearing it.
Okay. I didn't know they give out rings at the Holocaust.
He's okay.
Oh, good.
He was just hungry.
Oh,
fine.
Good. About last night, do you remember last time you saw Doug?
I haven't seen him since the wedding.
The wedding? Okay. Great. And, we can't... What time was that at?
Well, it was, I guess it was around 1, because I had to go back to work and finish my shift. And then when I got out, I headed over to the hotel with Tyler.
And was Doug there then?
I didn't see Doug, because you guys were passed out. The room was a wreck. So I just curled up next to Stu.
Uh-huh.
Rare.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I got a question. You said when your shift ended, does that mean you're a nurse? Or a blackjack dealer?
You know this. I'm a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
Well, technically I'm an escort, but stripping's a great way to meet the clients.
Smart.
Savvy.
But that's all in the past, now that I married a doctor.
I'm just a dentist.
Shut that baby up! Shut that baby up!
Okay.
So after we take the mugshots, we bring them on down here where they wait to be interviewed by the arresting officers. Trust me, kids, you do not want to be sitting on these benches. We call this place Loserville. Follow me. All right, let's do it. Come on. This way, guys. There you go.
Hello.
Hey, Tracy, it's Phil.
Hey, Phil. Where are you guys?
We are at the spa at the hotel.
Cool, we're just getting some sun. Is Doug around?
Of course he's around. Why wouldn't he be around?
I mean, I'm just wondering why you're calling me.
We made a deal.
No talking to girlfriends or wives, so just we're all calling each other's.
Okay. What's up?
You are not going to believe this.
We got comped an extra night at the hotel.
You did?
Yeah, the suite is it's ridiculous. It's out of control.
There's like room service and a butler. It's just the works, so... We are thinking of spending the night here, and then we're just going to come back totally relaxed in the morning.
You want to stay an extra night? But the wedding's tomorrow.
Yeah, that's why we're going to get up real early, and we'll be back in plenty of time.
Okay. Are you sure that's a good idea?
Waiting. Yeah. Price, Carter, room 3.
Okay, Trace, I got to go. We'll talk to you later.
Come on, chop.
Just spin around.
Wait a second.
I'll go over. Stop pulling.
Well, can you just hold on?
We
got
Alan
left.
Yeah.
There we go.
Good.
Gentlemen,
We've got some good news and we've got some bad news. The good news is we found your Mercedes.
That's great news.
That's great.
Yeah, it's over at impound right now. We picked it up at 5 a.m. this morning, parked in the middle of Las Vegas Boulevard.
In the
middle. That's weird. Yeah, that is weird. There's also a note. It says, couldn't find a meter, but here's $4. The bad news is we can't get you in front of a judge until Monday morning.
Oh, no, officer, that's just impossible. No, we need to be in L.A. tomorrow for a wedding.
You stole a police car.
We didn't steal anything. We found it.
Yeah, if anything, we deserve a reward or something, like a trophy.
I see assholes like you every day.
Every fucking day.
Let's go to Vegas. We'll all get drunk and
yeah. Woo-hoo!
Let's steal a cop car, because it'll be really fucking funny.
Yeah, think you're going to get away with it. Not up in here.
Not up in here!
Oh, sir, if I may, I'm assuming that that squad car belongs to one of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I'm not a cop. I'm no hero. I'm a school teacher. But if one of my kids went missing on a field trip, that would look really bad on me.
What are you getting at?
Yeah, Phil, what are you getting at?
No one wants to look bad. We got to get to a wedding, and you guys don't need people talking about how some obnoxious tourists borrowed your squad car last night. But look, the point is, I think we can work out a deal discreetly, of course, ma'am. What do you say?
Let me ask you a question. Do any of you gentlemen have a heart condition or anything like that?
No.
Okay, kids, you're in for a real treat today. These gentlemen have kindly volunteered to demonstrate how a stun gun is used to subdue a suspect.
That's right. Wait a second, what?
Now, there's two ways to use a stun gun.
That's
up close and personal.
Really weird.
Or
fuck.
You can shoot it from a distance. Now, do I have any volunteers who want to come up here and do some shooting, huh? All right, how about you, young lady? Come on up here. All right, let's go, handsome. Come on. Not you, fat Jesus. Slide it on back. You, pretty boy. All right, now it's real simple. All you got to do is point, aim, and shoot. All right?
Okay. You don't really want to do this.
You can do this. Just focus.
Don't listen to this maniac. Let's think this thing through.
Finish him!
Right in the nuts! That was beautiful! Well done. Give her a hand, everybody. All right, yeah.
Good job.
Well done. Good job. That was great.
Good. Hey, we got one more charge left. Anybody want to do some shooting up here? How about you, big man? Come on up here. Okay, same instructions, just point, aim, and shoot. There you go. That's the stuff. I like the intensity. Eye of the tiger. Good. You're holding 50,000 volts, little man. Don't be afraid to ride the lightning.
Stop!
Stop!
In the face! In the face!
No!
Oh, he's still up! He's still up! All right, everybody relax. Take it easy. We've seen it before. He just needs a little extra. There we go. Some of these big boys, you got to give them two shots. All right, kids, who wants to get their fingerprints done, huh? Come on, let's go.
Fuck those guys. You hear me? That was bullshit. I'm telling everybody we stole a cop car.
They let us go. Who cares?
I care. You can't just do that. You can't just tase people. Because you think it's funny? That's police brutality. I'm getting a soda. You guys want anything?
No. My man doesn't shut up. Jesus Christ. Alan, you okay?
I'm just worried. What if something happened to Doug? Something bad?
Oh, come on, you can't think like that.
I mean, what if he's dead? I can't afford to lose anybody close to me again. It hurts too much. I'm so upset when my grandpa died.
Oh, so how'd he die?
World War II.
Died in battle?
No, he was skiing in Vermont. It was just during World War II.
Alan, Doug is fine.
Well, why hasn't he called?
I don't know, but we're going to figure it out.
I'll tell you another thing. 6-1 odds our car is beat to shit.
Stu,
no. No, seriously, how much you want to bet? It's, like, fucked up beyond all recognition.
That's enough. Look, Alan's seriously worried, okay? Let's not freak him out anymore.
Sorry, Alan. You know what? We'll search the car for clues, and everything's going to be okay.
Oh, shit.
I can't believe it.
Not looking. Not looking.
Wow.
Oh, thank God.
All right.
You see? It's going to be all right. Anything?
You get a cigar.
Oh, I found, these are some black shoes.
They women's shoes?
I don't know.
Whose are those?
I don't know, it's a men's size 6.
It's weird.
What is this, a snakeskin?
Oh, come on. Ew!
It's a used condom.
Oh, God! Yeah!
Oh, God! No.
Get it out of the car.
It's wet!
I don't want to...
Hey, oh, come on!
God, get it off!
I got shoes on me!
Jesus Christ, what? Guys!
Get it out!
Fuck!
Oh, my God!
All right, what the fuck, man? We gotta get this shit together, guys!
What was that?
It's in the trunk. Doug's in the trunk!
Oh, trunk! Oh, 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 shit! Shit! Holy shit! Open it!
Okay, 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 okay.
Open it!
Okay,
okay, okay. Ah! Oh! Oh!
Your fault. I'll get you some pants.
What the fuck was that?
I have internal bleeding. Somebody call 911.
That was some fucked up shit. Who was that guy? He was so mean.
Guys, there's something I need to tell you. Last night on the roof, before we went out, I slipped something in our Jägermeister.
What?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You drugged us?
Oh, I didn't drug you. I was told it was ecstasy.
Who told you it was ecstasy?
The guy I bought it from at the liquor store.
Why would you give us ecstasy?
Because I want everybody to have a good time, and I knew you guys wouldn't take it. It's just one hit each. I used to do 3 hits a night.
But it wasn't ecstasy, Alan. It was roofies.
You think I knew that, Stu? The guy I bought it from seemed like he was a real straight shooter.
I'm sorry. You mean the drug dealer at the liquor store wasn't a good guy?
Let's just calm down.
You fucking calm down! He drugged us! I lost a tooth. I married a whore!
How dare you? She's a nice lady!
You are such a fucking moron!
Your language is offensive.
Fuck you!
All right, let's just take a deep breath, okay? All right, seriously, this is a good thing, guys. At least it's not some stranger drugged us for God knows what reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. It's totally a good thing. We're so much better off now. Here's something I would like to remind you two of. Our best friend, Doug, is probably face down in a ditch right now with a meth head butt-fucking his corpse.
That's highly unlikely.
It's true.
Does not help. All right, let's get our shit together, guys. Let's go back to the hotel, and I'm going to make a couple calls. Maybe Doug's back there. Maybe he's asleep. Come on. Let's go.
Stu, little help.
Shut up!
Ow!
Oh, God.
Oh, God, are you okay?
Alan, I'm sorry.
Wait, guys. What about the tiger? What if he got out?
Oh, fuck.
keep forgetting about the goddamn tiger. How the fuck did it get in there?
I don't know, because I don't remember.
Shh, Stu. Stu, keep it down.
It's one of the side effects of Rufus' memory loss.
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Thank you.
Do we need a musical?
Hey!
Shh! Don't make any sudden movements.
Who the hell are you?
No, who the hell are you?
Quiet, quiet.
Mike Tyson?
Shh. This is my favorite part coming up right now.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight.
Clarifying guy.
But I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
One more time, guy.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, oh. Why did you do that?
Mr. Tyson would like to know, why is this tiger in your bathroom?
Hold on. That was completely unnecessary. I'm a huge fan. When you knocked out Holmes, that
explain.
Was... Look, we were drugged last night. We have no memory of what happened.
It's true. We got in all kinds of trouble last night, and now we can't find our friend. And if you want to kill us, just go ahead, because I don't even care anymore.
Stu, what are you talking about?
What? I don't care.
Why the fuck would you want to steal this tiger?
We tend to do dumb shit when we're fucked up.
I'm going to leave this guy.
Wait. How did you guys find us?
One of you dropped your jacket. Found it in the tiger's cage this morning.
That's Doug's?
Yeah, Doug. His wallet and his room key is in there.
No, that's our missing friend.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, did you guys see him?
I was fast asleep.
Yeah, because if he was up, this shit wouldn't have gone down so smoothly.
May want to take an 80 dash like Omar.
Respect.
What happened to Omar?
Well, don't worry about Omar. He's not with us no more.
Okay. I know this is asking a lot, but do you think that there's any way that we could go to your house and just look around, see if there's any clues for a friend?
Absolutely. How else you think we're going to get the tiger back anyway? Come on, champ.
Well, I'm sorry?
We're not going to put it in the Bentley. You brought it here, you bring it back. What you think? About 40 minutes?
Don't make me come back for him.
That was Mike Tyson.
Yeah, no shit, that was Mike Tyson.
Just saying, he still got it.
Buddy, you okay?
Oh, my shit.
Fuck, where'd he get him? Hey.
Seem fair.
It's rock, paper, scissors. There's nothing more fair.
Alan should do it.
Alan took a punch from Mike Tyson. Come on, for Doug.
Why are you peppering the steak? You don't know if tigers like pepper.
Tigers love pepper. They hate cinnamon.
Phil, just do it. You should do it.
I would, but you lost. Wouldn't be right.
Okay, I jammed 5 roofies in there. Just go in there and throw it into them.
Fine.
Make sure he eats the whole thing.
Fuck. Oh, fuck.
Hey, kitty. Hey, sweetie, it's okay. Get a little snack for you.
Real important that you eat this, okay?
Just have a little...
What do we do now?
We wait.
What do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze? Do they dream of mauling zebras or Halle Berry in her Catwoman suit? Don't you worry, your pretty striped head. We're gonna get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're gonna find our best friend Doug. And then we're gonna give him a best friend hug. Doug, Doug, oh, Doug, 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 Doug. But if he's been murdered by crystal meth too,
By the way, we're all gonna die.
Wait, shh.
Oh, watch his nose. That's his
nose. Hey, guys, what's the next Halley's Comet?
Who cares, man?
Do you know, Stu?
I don't think it's for, like, another 60 years or something.
But it's not tonight, right?
No.
But you don't know for sure? I got this cousin Marcus who saw one. He said it blew his mind. I want to make sure I never, ever miss out on a Halley's Comet. So, if you guys know if there's going to be one...
I'm too nervous.
Alan, we need you, buddy. This is your time to shine, okay?
Okay, yeah. Oh, Daddy's gonna kill me.
That's it.
That's good. Keep it straight.
You're late.
Whatever, man. We had to push it the last mile.
Come on in. Mike's got something he wants to show you.
Things out of control, man. Seriously, you gotta put it down.
When we got back, we took a look at the security cameras.
Great.
Oh, it's Doug.
Oh, thank God he's alive.
That's our buddy. That's who we've been missing. This is great.
We're all best friends.
Why don't you just pay attention? I don't have all night.
Yeah, of course.
That's me. I'm on TV. I've never been on TV before.
Really? Really, Alan?
Yeah, I was,
You're gonna overflow the pool, man.
Should I wait outside?
I think that's a good idea,
yep.
Alan.
Don't touch anything out there either.
You know what? He's not our good friend. We don't know him that well.
By the way, man, where did you get that cop car from?
We stole it from these dumbass cops.
Nice. Nice, guys. I found it. Yes, nice.
You know, I just have to say, I have never seen a more beautiful, elegant, just regal creature.
Check it out. Stu, fuck this tiger.
Oh, my God. It's awful.
Oh, man. Who does shit like that, man?
As someone who has a lot of issues, obviously.
I'm a sick man.
That's all we got.
This was hugely helpful, really, because now we know that our buddy Doug was with us at 3:30, totally alive.
Thanks again, champ. And, again, we are so sorry we stole your tiger.
Man, don't worry about it, man. Like you said, we all do dumb shit when we're fucked up.
Totally, you get it.
I did say that.
You know, everyone says Mike Tyson is such a badass, but I think he's kind of a sweetheart.
I think he's mean.
All right. I think it's officially time we call Tracy.
Hallelujah. Finally, Phil says something that makes sense.
I mean, we don't have much of a choice. And who knows, maybe she's heard from Doug.
That's what I've been saying this whole time.
We just need to be completely honest. We need to tell her everything.
We don't have to tell her everything. I mean, we can leave out the stuff about me marrying a hooker. Just stay focused on Doug.
What am I going to tell my dad about this car?
Alan, relax. It's just the inside. Come on, I got a guy in L.A. who's great with a tear.
Oh, Jesus!
Oh, my God.
You guys okay?
What the fuck?
I know that guy. That's the guy from the trunk.
Get out of the car, please.
Wait. Those are the guys that shot Eddie.
Buddy.
Listen.
Let's go.
Oh. Okay.
Come on.
No.
Right.
No.
Easy.
Come on. Hey, okay.
Okay. All right. All right.
Hey, relax. Ow. 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 Do this at him.
Fat boy.
Hey!
All right, take it easy!
I want my purse back, assholes.
What? Your purse?
That's not a purse, it's a satchel!
It's a purse, okay? And you steal from wrong guy.
Wait a second. We stole from you?
Okay, you know what? We don't remember anything that happened last night. So help us out a little here.
Well, apparently, you guys met at a craps table late last night. Yeah, you were on a real heater and he played your hot streak. You ended up winning just under 80 grand.
Oh, shit, 80 grand. That's nice.
Okay, that's good.
He put the chips in his purse, and then you guys took off with it.
That doesn't sound like us.
Mine had $80,000 inside. And this one? Nothing.
Hey, there's Skittles in there!
No! Don't let the beard fool you. He's a child.
It's funny because he's fat.
Now, look, this was obviously a very simple misunderstanding. Alan picked up the wrong purse. It's no big deal.
Hey, if it's a no big deal, why, when I come after you guys, he starts screaming like crazy and throw me a trunk? Huh?
No. Well, I did that?
Yeah, you said he was your lucky charm, and you want to take him home with you.
Lucky charm.
Oh, it's just funny. You
know what? Ah, fuck you. If you want to see your friend again, you get me my Eddie Grant.
What?
Our friend.
You have Doug?
You know something about our friend?
What?
Doug!
Don't shoot the car!
Doug, it's okay!
Doug! You chill out, goatee!
Okay, all right, fine.
What do you want?
Not so good now. Quid pro quo. Do we should bag?
What?
Look, we're very sorry, but this is an easy fix. Alan, where's his purse?
I don't know.
Well, it's in the hotel room,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we can get it.
We can get you the purse. You know what? We can write you a check right now.
No chance. Cash only.
There's a person in there.
Boarding. Take nap. Come on.
Wait, hey.
Sorry, we're boring
Doug,
you.
It's okay.
You kidnapped our friend.
Here's a guy. He's a
kidnapper.
Come on, wait.
No.
You're not going anywhere.
Stop.
Run me over.
Okay.
Stu, whoa.
Bring money to Big Rock in Mojave Desert at dawn.
What?
Toodaloo, motherfucker.
Hey, you feel...
At least take the bag off his head! Fuck!
Come on, get out of here.
Guys, I'm telling you, I looked for it this morning before we left. It's not anywhere.
Fuck! Stu, how much you got in the bank?
About 10 grand, maybe more. I was going to use it for the wedding.
Well, you're already married, so we're good there. Besides, enough of Melissa. She's the worst.
Yeah, Doug told me she had sex with a pilot or something like that.
It was a bartender on a cruise. What is wrong with you people? Ew, Alan, did you just eat sofa pizza?
Yes.
What are we going to do? We are so fucked.
Hey, guys.
Did you find it?
Nope. But check this out.
Check him off in our name.
Change only, 10,000.
Hey, these seats taken?
Feel free.
All right, let's play some blackjack.
Splitting five. 2 minutes.
I don't even know you, but I'm gonna tell you that's dumb.
Yes! Okay, come on. He can't lose. He can't lose.
I think the pit boss is watching.
Are you okay?
I'm such a klutz. I get so nervous when I gamble. I'm so silly.
Whoa, hold on a beat. Okay, let's just take it easy. This is my wife.
It's
make
hurting.
Sure. Does it hurt? Does this hurt?
Oh, ow.
You all right?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. I think you're fine. Let's go.
Really?
Go.
Okay.
I said I'll tell you all the story about the joker and the thief. I said I'll tell you all the story about
thanks,
the
buddy.
Joker and the thief.
That's for you. And 100, 200, 300, 400. Oh, with all this, that's $82,400.
Oh, God damn it! I don't fucking believe
Woo!
It! Alan, you're the man!
You are too, Phil.
We should come back next week, take the whole city down.
Oh, I'm free next week.
Or we could just focus on getting Doug back right now.
Oh, you know what? Next week's no good for me. The Jonas Brothers are in town. But any week after that, it's totally fine.
Well, I think it's safe to say that our luck has officially turned around, guys. We are back, baby. We are fucking back.
We're back. Yeah. Classic.
We are back.
That's
we
right.
are back. We are getting Doug back.
And we're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone can have. And we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other. We're the best three friends that anybody can have. I mean the three best friends that anybody can have. Give him the signal.
What signal?
Flash your lights. Let him know it's on.
What's on?
The deal.
Well, of course it's on. We just drove 30 miles into the desert. He knows it's on.
Phil, just do something!
Fine.
See?
All right, let's go.
Fat guy falls on face.
You okay?
All right. We got the money. 80 grand cash.
Throw it over. Then I give you Doug.
I'm sorry. First of all, good morning. We didn't catch your name last night.
Mr. Chow. Leslie Chow.
Mr. Chow, it is a pleasure. My name is Stu. And we would very much appreciate an opportunity to see Doug before we give you the money, just to verify that he's okay. If that's cool.
Of course, Stu. That is cool. Gotcha!
Oh, okay.
See, he fine. Now, give me money. Or I shoot him, and I shoot all you motherfuckers. And then we take it. Your choice, bitches.
Give him the money, Stu.
Okay.
It's all there.
Let him go.
Hey.
All right, take it easy. Take it easy.
Ta-da.
Ah!
What, is this some kind of joke? Who the hell is this?
That is not Doug.
What are you talking about, Willis? That him!
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Chow. That's not our friend. It's...
The Doug we're looking for is a white.
Ah! I told you you had the wrong guy, little boy. Damn, Alan, what the fuck you got me into?
Wait, you know him?
Yeah, this is the guy that sold me the bad drugs. How you doing?
I didn't sell you no fucking bad drugs.
Wait, he sold you the Ruflin?
Ruflin? I thought about Ruflin.
Who gives a shit? Where is Doug?
I am Doug.
Your name's Doug?
Yeah, yes, I'm Doug.
But his name's Doug, too. Classic mix-up.
Come on.
Hey, Chow! You gave us the wrong Doug.
Not my problem.
No, fuck that shit. Now you give us our 80 grand back and take him with you.
No, come on, man. I'll be your Doug.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, I take him back right after you suck on these little Chinese nuts.
Oh, that's nasty.
Oh. How'd that sound? So long, gay boys.
Wait a second.
He's a nasty little motherfucker.
Hey, did you ever get any ecstasy?
No, I ain't no fucking ecstasy.
God damn it!
Gosh darn it!
Shit!
Shoot!
Hello?
Tracy, it's Phil.
Phil, where the hell are you guys? I'm freaking out.
Yeah, listen. We fucked up.
Thanks for the lift back to town.
I got a question for you.
What's up?
How did you wind up in Chow's car?
That crazy asshole kidnapped me yesterday.
Okay, but why? I mean, why you?
Because he thought I was with you guys because we were all hanging over at the Bellagio.
What?
We were at the Bellagio?
Yeah, we were shooting crap. You don't remember?
No. No, we don't remember. Because some dick drug dealer sold him Ruflin and told him it was ecstasy.
Ruflin. There you go with that word. Ruflin. Ruflin. What the hell is a Ruflin?
Wow. You are the world's shittiest drug dealer. Ruflin. For your information, is the date rape drug. You sold Alan roofies.
Oh, shit, I must have mixed up the bags. My fault, Alan. Damn, Marcia gonna be pissed off at me on that one.
Whatever.
It's funny, because just the other day, me and my boy, we was wondering why they even call them roofies. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Don't know what you're talking about.
Why not floors, right? Because when you take them, you're more likely to end up on the floor than the roof. What about groundies? That's a good new name for them.
Or how about rapies?
Wait, what did you just say?
Rapies.
Not you. Doug, what did you say before?
I said groundies.
No, before that, you said you're more likely to wind up on the floor than...
Phil!
Listen, Trace, I'm really sorry. I'm...
Phil, hello?
Tracy, it's Stu.
Stu, talk to me. What's going on?
Nothing. Don't listen to Phil. He's completely out of his mind. He's probably still drunk from last night.
Where's Doug?
He is paying the bill. We just had a delicious brunch, and we're in a big hurry to get back, so we gotta get going. Okay, we'll see you soon. Bye.
Stu? Stu!
Oh, fuck, man!
I know where Doug is!
I don't know, man. It just hit me. You remember when we saw Doug's mattress impaled on that statue?
Yeah, it's because we threw it out the window.
No, impossible. You can't open windows in Vegas hotels.
Well, then how did it get...
Oh, my God!
Whoa, what's going on?
Doug was trying to signal someone.
Holy shit!
Yes!
How did you figure that out?
Doug made me realize it.
Doug?
Not our Doug, Black Doug.
Hey, easy with that shit. Come on.
Sorry. Okay, can someone tell me where White Doug is?
He's on the roof, Alan.
Yes! He's on the roof. We must have taken him up there on his mattress as a prank so he'd wake up on the roof.
It's like that time in summer camp. Remember we moved his sleeping bag out in the jetty in the way?
Which was hilarious. It's not so funny now, though, because we forgot where we put him.
You guys are fucking retarded. You know that?
Holy shit. Are you still up there?
There's only one way to find out.
Doug! 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 Doug, you up here, buddy? Where you at, Doug?
We gotta go, buddy. Come on. Oh, we have been looking everywhere for you.
He's alive. What the fuck is going on?
We can explain everything, but right now we gotta go.
Hey, bud, you okay?
No, not okay.
You look good. You got some color. I'm jealous.
I'm getting married today.
Yes, you are. And Doug, that's why you need to focus and you do everything that we say, because frankly, you're wasting a little bit of time right now.
You fucking asshole!
Oh, my skin burns! My skin burns!
Court!
It's not your fault, Doug. Don't touch me! Shut up! All of you, shut up. Just get me home. Just get me home.
What about the one after that?
You cannot be serious.
Oh, God damn it. Every flight to L.A. is booked.
What about in the Burbank?
Totally sold out.
Oh, fuck. We can't drive there. The wedding starts in 3.5 hours. Alan, where's the car?
It's on its way.
You know what? We can drive there. We can make it. Okay? Just give me 1 second.
We will leave without you.
Is he missing a tooth?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for helping out last night. That was so awesome.
Sure.
Listen, Jade.
Look, you don't have to say it. I totally understand. This whole thing was stupid.
Huh. It was stupid, wasn't it?
This is yours.
Oh, thank you. I can't believe I gave my grandmother's Holocaust ring to someone I just met. What was I thinking?
You were really fucked up.
Clearly.
You did pull out your own tooth.
I pulled out my tooth? Why did I pull out my own tooth?
Well, Alan bet you that you weren't a good enough dentist to pull out your own tooth.
Hell, okay. Of course he did.
You won.
Yeah. Clearly, yeah. That's victory right there.
Needs to go down.
It's good.
No, safety first.
Get it, Alan. It's fine. It's down.
No, I gotta get it down first.
Right.
Yeah. Don't mess the car up. You're gonna mess the car up.
Hey, what are you doing next weekend?
I don't know. Working. Why?
Well, because I was thinking maybe I'd come back and take you out to dinner or something.
Really? Like a date?
Yeah, like a date. Only one that hopefully I'll remember.
Sounds good.
Stu! Stu! Come on! Come on!
I gotta go. Okay. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
All right, here we go. All right, let's go.
Yeah!
Total disaster.
What makes you say that?
When I woke up on the roof, I happened to find $80,000 worth of Bellagio chips in my pocket.
Oh my God!
Looks like we're going home with some money, boys.
Sorry, MapQuest took us on a really crazy route.
Gathered here today because of the strength of love and of promises kept.
All I know is I am so sorry.
And to witness the marriage of Doug.
And I promise for as long as we're married to never, ever put you through anything like this again. Can you forgive me?
Husband and wife.
Yeah.
So seductive. I'll take you to the candy shop. I'll let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep on going till you hit the spot. Oh, you can have it your way. How do you want it? Gonna back that thing up or should I push up on it? Break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. You be a nympho, I'll be a nympho. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. Your friends teasing me about a sprung, I got you. But won't you show me how you work it, baby? No problem, get on top. And you bounce around like a little
rider. I'm a season.
Daddy! Hey, my man.
Excuse me, but I'm expecting my husband any minute.
That's very funny.
Come here.
Oh, how was your soccer game?
Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep on going till you hit the spot. Fucking give it to me, baby. Nice and slow. Climb on top. Ride it like you win the rodeo.
Ah.
Stu? You avoiding me?
Hey. What's up?
Oh, my God. What happened to your tooth?
Have you met Alan? Tracy's brother. Brother of the...
Okay.
Ow. That is disgusting. Why haven't you returned my calls?
Well, there was a snafu, and when we stopped...
I called that bed and breakfast in Napa. They said they had no record of you even checking in.
That's because we didn't go to Napa.
Stu, what the fuck is going on?
We went to Las Vegas.
Oh, really? Las Vegas? Why would you go to Las Vegas?
Because my best friend was getting married, and that's what guys do.
Really?
Okay, yeah.
That's not what you do!
Really? Well, then why did I do it? Huh? Because I did it? Riddle me that! Why'd I do it? You know, sometimes I think all you want me to do is what you want me to do. I'm sick of doing what you want me to do all the time. I think, in a healthy relationship, sometimes a guy should be able to do what he wants to do.
That is not how this works!
Oh, good! Because whatever this is ain't working for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Since when?
Since you fucked that waiter on your cruise last June. Boom!
Tell me it was a bartender.
Oh, you're right. I stand corrected. It was a bartender. You fucked a bartender.
You're an idiot.
You're such a bad person. Like, all the way through to your core. Alan, should we dance? Let's do this!
Hey, I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna learn how to fly.
It was a real pleasure meeting you.
Fuck off.
Thinking about getting my bartender's license.
Suck my dick.
No, thank you.
Remember my name.
Dougie, I gotta tell you, man, this was a gorgeous wedding.
I give it 6 months.
You're a dick.
I don't know what to say. Thanks for the bachelor party, I guess.
Yeah. I just wish we could actually remember some of it.
Hey, guys. Look what I found.
Whoa, that's my camera.
Yeah, it was lodged in the backseat of the car.
Oh, God. Are there photos on?
Yeah. Some of it's even worse than we thought.
No fucking way. Give me a...
Wait. We look at these pictures together, okay? One time. And then we delete the evidence.
I say we delete it right now. Are you nuts? I want to find out how I wound up in the hospital. Is that in there?
Yeah, it's in there. Guys, one time. Deal?
Deal.
Deal.
Okay.
Oh, dear Lord.
That's classic. You spin my head right round when you go down, when you go down now. You spin my head right round when you go down, when you go down. Walk out the house with my swagger, hop in that window, I got places to go. People to see, time is precious, I look at my Cartier out of control. Just like my mind, where I'm going, the women, the shorties, know nothing but clothes. No stopping at my Pirelli's on, unlike my Dewey, that's always on.
Be throwing my money.